Let's start out on the west side of town, a little restaurant called Sapporo Ramen. Sapporo Ramen is mostly Japanese, although ramen noodles are actually Chinese. This is where the Americans see the name and say, huh, what? Why would I go to a restaurant for ramen when I can just get a pack for a buck?
I can't really help myself. It takes me back to my college days.
Exactly. This is not the ramen of your grad school.
Okay.
Okay, this is not the college student on an extreme budget ramen.
Duly
ramen
noted.
Are really, really good. When they're fresh like this and well done, pretty wonderful. And this is just a lovely little restaurant, really little. Actually, the ramen was good, but I really like the Japanese curry dishes that they do. And a Japanese curry is a more gravy-like curry. It's a very hearty kind of food. And if Sapporo Ramen was near my house, I'd be there a lot.
What are the prices like there?
Oh, if you spend $10, you probably ate too much.
Oh, wow. So it's excellent and good for a budget, but it's not your college student's
yeah,
ramen.
Yeah, college students couldn't afford the place.
Okay, where else did you check
well,
out?
Well, let's look in at a restaurant that we've been waiting to open for about a year, Santiago's Bodega. And that's in the former Logan's Bistro spot on Virginia in the Mills 50 district. Santiago Bodega is out of Key West, apparently a popular restaurant down there. And you'd think they would have known what they were doing when they opened up this one, but the place is kind of a mess right now. Mm-hmm. It's Orlandoans love new restaurants, and so it's just been hit hard. And I think they were a little bit overwhelmed. The service isn't quite up to standards. The food was good, but really overpriced.
Oh.
And we're talking tapas. We're talking small plates. And gosh, my bill for, I think we had four tapas and two glasses of wine, and it was like way over $68. And,
wow.
You know, with the tip, you're getting way up there. And we're not talking a lot of food. And it's okay that it's not a lot of food, but it shouldn't also be a lot of money.
Right.
So I'm hoping that they're going to make some improvements on the service. I like the atmosphere. It looks like it's been there a long time. They went in there and made it look comfortably worn, if you know what I mean. It's just
sure.
It doesn't have that new car smell. It's just a lovely place, and the food is good, but they need to work on the pricing.
Get over the growing pains a little.
A little bit.
Anywhere else that you want to tell us about?
Well, Cask and Larder opened up, about a year ago, I think?
Sounds about right now.
Yeah, and this is from the owners of Ravenous Pig. You know, so we're talking about people who know quality. But they've been struggling to find their identity. So they've made some changes. They've tweaked the decor, put in carpeting so it's not as loud and it gives it a little bit more of a homier feel. And they're now doing lunch, which is, I think people have been waiting for them to do lunch. A lot of people just assume they did lunch and would drive up the place and wonder why it was closed. I stopped in and they're doing their southern style of food. They had an oyster po' boy that was very good. They did a trout that was just first rate, and I think they're finally going to do well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.